Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My next guest is R&B legendary superstar and Grammy-nominated singer Will Downing, my frat brother, Omega Psi Phi. Celebrating an impressive 35 years in the industry and boasting 27 albums to his credit, Downing continues to showcase his international appeal. He's renowned as the Prince of Sophisticated Soul and continues to serve his fan base through his own Sophisticated Soul record label. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass show, Will Downing. See, I got all kind of extra now. You know, my frat brother Will. All kind of extra. Hey,
what's up, team?
Oh, good, brother. Good, man. I was interviewing Ricky Smiley this week, and he said, "Man," and I was telling him I was interviewing him. He said, "Man, you know, tell Fred how." I go, "Fred who?" He said, "Will Downing." I said, "Will Downing, Fred." Oh, Master, you know what I mean? Because I've interviewed Will Downing, and I didn't know that. So, man, thank you, man, for being my frat brother, man, and because your brand is what we do, you know. Friendship is essential to the soul and your uplift. Absolutely. And everything you do in the community. All 35 years you've been out there uplifting me with your music and the community. Again, man, congratulations. But welcome back to my show,
because
we had a lot of great things to talk about. Soul Rising. But before we get to the new CD, 35 years, 27 CDs. And on my show, I try to allow celebrities or entrepreneurs like you to give parting words or information on how they can do it, because it's never overnight. How did you get started, Will Downing, in the music business?
Well, I started primarily as a background vocalist and in the early to mid 80s. So I, you know, sang background for any and everybody that would call. And I put out a bunch of records under assumed names before I decided to become a solo artist. So I had many 12-inch records out under different names on different labels, and my name started circulating around the city and, you know, in the music industry. They said, "Well, who is this guy? Who's the guy that sung on this one? Who's the guy that sung on this same guy?" And then eventually someone kind of said, "Well, if he's doing all these records for everybody else, would he be interested in doing his own record?" And in 88, I had the pleasure of signing a solo deal with Island Records. And that's how my career started. I, you know, I had an international success initially. And then around my third record, I released an album called A Dream Fulfilled. And it had songs like I Try and I Go Crazy on there. And I was able to kind of come on back to America and you know, solidify a career here. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got started. And then subsequently, I've released an album every year or two since then.
Right. Let's talk about the domestic, which is the U.S., and international. Because I've heard artists that I met over the years say, man, you get paid. You know, there's a different audience out there. Your music doesn't die as quickly as it dies in the U.S. Because right. You said launch internationally. What are you saying when you say internationally when it comes to music?
Well, it's interesting. The Europe and the United Kingdom, the UK, the London, Manchester, Birmingham, all the surrounding cities, they are not as single-driven or singles-driven as America is. You know, for us, we play a single, we try to beat it to death at radio, and then once that's kind of done, we move on to the next one, and then after that, basically, your album is done. It's complete. Over there, they kind of dig more into the project as a whole. So, you know, what we would call B-sides here, kind of say records that's kind of off the beaten path, that's on the record, but not necessarily single, they kind of gravitate towards and they love that stuff. And they take in the whole record. So, you know, they're into who played on it, where it was recorded, you know, all that sort of stuff. And kind of like the way we used to buy records. We would buy a record, we'd look at it and kind of get into the meat of the record. They still are into that sort of thing. And, you know, when you go over there, they're singing along with you. And it's a real treat, man. I mean, and when I say Europe, I basically mean the world, because even that sort of thing happens in Japan as well. Like, they're really into the music. They may not be able to understand specifically, you know, what I'm saying or what you might be saying, but musically, you know, it crosses all, you know, all anything. You know, people just know music and know how it makes them feel.
So the Soul Rising is what we're coming on the show to talk about. How do you break your music to the industry now that you know you have an international market and you have the U.S. market? And the U.S. market can be frustrating because of the fact that these record stations, these radio stations are dominated. I remember in the 2000s where rap took over. It was like, if you wanted to sing, you had to be on a rap song to sing to get your music played. That was like frustrating for me because I grew up on R&B. And so I knew that R&B was my base, but rap had took over. So where's the industry now when it comes to playing your type of music?
Well, it's funny, man. You hit on something, or you're about to say something that is a reality for us as artists, but it may not be to most laymen who are not in the music business, is that a lot of these radio stations used to be independently owned, especially for black stations. They used to be independently owned. Like here in New York, we had like WBLS, which was a black-owned station. Or in Los Angeles, you have like a KJLH, which is owned by Stevie Wonder, which is a black-owned station. Those stations are kind of gone, by the wayside. And a lot of these stations now are part of like a much bigger conglomerate. And the unfortunate part with that happening is that there may be one person making a decision as to what gets played across the whole country. So it used to be like the East Coast, the Northeast had a sound. The South had a sound. The Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis had a sound. The West Coast had a sound. And the radio stations used to cater to that sound, and local artists were able to get played.
Yeah, I know that, you know, when I was with Steve Harvey and we syndicated, and we would have 80 cities that would control WBLS. Right. He was on WBLS. You mentioned that. KJLH, Stevie Wonder, we would mention that. I remember WBLS owned a San Francisco station. They owned a Columbia, South Carolina station. So that music, they can control. But when they sold, guess what? They got swallowed up and they became under Doc. Doc, who was over all the music for iHeart, and he can dictate, I don't want to play that sound. I want to play this sound. And it hurts.
Right.
And it frustrates you. Why do you overcome that frustration? Because a lot of artists out there, they are breaking their music through their YouTube channels, through the internet. But still, man, being able to get your record played on that radio is special. And it reaches the masses because it's free. How do you do it? How do you do it?
Well, these days you have to have some pretty tough skin to realize that that's going to be the case.
Right.
That it's a new world. This is the way they do things now. Even from a consumer standpoint, people don't buy the way they used to. Now people stream. For an older artist such as myself, adults do not stream. We don't, you know, we ain't gonna get them numbers that a Chris Brown or Megan Thee Stallion. I'm just pulling these names out.
Those are true numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, but kids kind of stream. Older folks do not. It doesn't make you old. It's just kind of a new way of doing things, and we just have not embraced it. So for an artist like myself, I put out records now to almost be like a card to let people know that you're still alive, you're still, you know, available, you're still making things happen. And the majority of what you do financially, as far as making money is concerned, is in the live concert.
Now you have a weekly show. Now, does that weekly show, which also broadcasts in the UK and like 20 stations nationwide, was that a reason that you said, look, I got to control my narrative. I got to be able to put my stamp on this industry, give other people in the industry who are frustrated like me, don't have a place to get their music out. Tell us about your weekly radio show.
Yeah, I have a weekly radio show called The Wind Down, and I've been doing it since 2008. Mm-hmm. And it started because in 2006, 2007, I had taken ill. Mm. And to the point where I couldn't really tour. I could not tour. Mm-hmm. That was it. Mm-hmm. So I was sort of, you know, regulated to being in my home. But I wanted people to know that I was still alive and kicking. And I decided to do my radio show. And what I decided to do was to give artists, as you said, who are young and up and coming up, and also more established artists that didn't have the cachet that they used to have with mainstream radio, give them a platform for their music to be played. And it's been like that since 2008. So I do this weekly show, and I present, you know, talent, you know, new and upcoming talent and established talent. So, and I also feature myself as well. I mean, give myself an outlet. So, you know, if you don't pat yourself on the back, ain't nobody else going to do it for you. So.
Absolutely. So Soul Rising, that's why you're on the show. Talk about this new CD. What number is this? Is it 27?
Number 27.
27 out of 35 years of live performance and production, going from a backup career to somebody tapping you the shoulder or hearing your voice say, I want to give you a deal at Island Records, to now. Longevity. I look back, Will, and I go, you know, because youth is amazing, because you don't see 40, you don't see 50, you don't see 60. And now that I look back now, I go, wow, I did all that. And I'm not saying I did anything wrong, Will, but then I know there's more that I can do. And that's when I think of Soul Rising, is that why stop? Age shouldn't stop me. So tell us the whole purpose of Soul Rising and what initiated this particular seven. There's seven songs on this CD, right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Correct. Well, I mean, I still have a song in my heart. I still have something to say. And I try not to fall into that category of ageism, you know, and say, okay, you've been doing this a long time. You should stop. Like, why? I mean, I still think I sound decent. I still have my ears to the street. I believe that there's a bunch of people out there that feel the same way that I do in regards to what I'm singing about. And for this project, this is probably the most special project that I've ever done in my life. At the beginning of 2023, I had a very unfortunate thing happen to our family. My daughter passed away. Yeah. January the 11th, my middle daughter, Siobhan, who was 31 at the time, passed away. You know, she committed suicide. She was dealing with mental issues, and she was bipolar, diagnosed bipolar. And on the 11th, you know, I received a telephone call from her mother, my ex-wife, that they found her, you know, in her apartment dead. Hey, listen, no one is no more sorry than me, you know, trust me. But she was also the inspiration for the Soul Rising, hence
but
the
there was
title
a single
itself.
You put out called Till We Meet Again, right?
Till We Meet Again. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So the album, and especially that song, is to celebrate her life. And
because I listened to that song when it came out, because you were kind of mad from a why didn't you tell me at the beginning of that song? Because it's an honest song. It's a song about frustration, a song about I Wish I Knew. If you've not listened to or seen the song Till We Meet Again, it's a passion plea for help for the person who committed suicide, but also for the person who didn't know. And you didn't know, correct, Will?
Well, yeah. I mean, she and I, we spoke on a weekly basis. And when she was going through something, you know, we would always be able to talk her down. You know what I mean? If it was something a little left of center that she wanted to do or was planning on doing, it was kind of like, hey, Siobhan, I wouldn't do that. Hey, I wouldn't go there. Hey, maybe you shouldn't hang out with this person. Hey, maybe you shouldn't. It was a lot of those sort of things and trying to be as encouraging as possible. And we were always able to kind of level out whatever she was going through mentally. And in this case, you know, she just left a note. It's like, Siobhan, all these other times where you were going through this, you called. Regardless of whatever time it was or anything, you made a phone call. Every time I would see her name pop up on my phone, I'd pick up because of, you know, not wanting what happened to happen, something to escalate into something that we couldn't control. And she didn't call. She didn't call. She made phone calls to everyone in the family days prior, but we didn't know it was going to lead to this. So I guess it was something that she was internally battling
right
with.
And so that was a connection to Soul Rising, you know.
Correct.
Which led to the first single, I believe, which is What Part of My Love, which, again, going over to the UK, that's where you dropped it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, the world is into music. So, you know, you go where you are accepted. Not saying that I'm not accepted here.
Right.
But the outlet for being able to be heard is greater there. Mm-hmm. And I have more options there, mm-hmm. As opposed to here. You know, it's not like we didn't service the record to all of the American stations. It's just that there's some political things and politics that go on in getting a record played that a lot of people don't know about. And it's very difficult at times. And people are slow to jump on a record. But, you know, the world jumped on this one. It's a great song for my stepping folks. If you're a stepper, you're a hand dancer, whatever, there you go, that old two-step. Go up, my man. There you go. Yeah.
That's been 5 years in Chicago. You know, when you say stepping, I know. Come on, Don.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more money-making conversations.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Listen up, gamers. Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick. Now it's also your go-to for gaming rewards. With Mountain Dew Gaming Rewards, you just look for codes under the caps of specially marked 20-ounce bottles of Mountain Dew. Enter those codes online to bank points, and then redeem them for awesome gaming gear. Everything from gift cards, game copies, controllers, consoles, custom Mountain Dew gaming gear, and more. Join Mountain Dew Gaming Rewards now.
Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com and 2525 voter prohibited.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Masterclass. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
That's why I know that when I bring you on the show, my whole thing is not so much to talk about the industry, but talk about the opportunities, because I know how this industry plays the music and it denies. I've been there. I've been there when, you know, when they changed the whole music rating format and black radio was like ostracized or lost platforms. Jazz was dying and things like that when they changed the media profile. And then that turns around and go, well, you know, his music is a little slow. I don't know if it's jazz, if it's R&B. And that room is frustrated because I'm music. I make people happy. I make them feel good. People want to buy my music if you give me a shot. But they don't even give a shot because guess what? They worry about their job. They worry about their opportunity. Yeah. But the main thing of me coming on this show is this is a new opportunity. And that's the smartness of what you're trying to tell anybody who's listening. Understand that, okay, if this says no, find other options. And that's what you're doing, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that should be everyone's attitude with everything. You know, you're going to hear more no's than yeses in your lifetime. And you just have to kind of stick with what you know, stick with what you do best. Don't be afraid to take chances. You know, you got to live. You know what I mean? You can't just, I would recommend not to be put in that box and just kind of say, well, someone told me no, someone, I can't do this. I shouldn't do this. Like, if that's what you feel, you know, we're living in a world now where go with what you feel. Go for it. You know, but just realize that you're going to hear more no's than yeses. And then one of those yeses might lead to something else. And you just keep going.
Absolutely. Okay. Where can we get the album? Where can we get the single? Let's put that on the screen now. Let's start selling your music right now.
If you want to pick up the album, come to theprinceofsophisticatedsoul.com. Theprinceofsophisticatedsoul.com. And you can pick up the new record as well as some of the classic stuff as well. And if you want to find out if I'm coming to a town near you, just go to willdowning.com. And that'll tell you, you know, where I'll be. And hopefully I'll be in a city, a town, a country, whatever, near you. And come on out and come see the shows. And if you want to catch me on social media, I'm Will Downing 3 on Instagram. If you want to catch me on Facebook, I'm Will Downing Singer on Facebook.
When you say, the vintage, we're talking about Million Ways, Sorry I. Yeah, oh, yeah. Nothing's ever felt like this.
Oh, yeah. and that's what I like to hear when I'm in concert. I like to look out when, as soon as people hear that piano start, boom, doo, 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 like hands go up, and brothers are like, yeah, sisters, like, yes. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
It's really a beautiful thing. Let's break down the soul album. You talked about this lead single. Who's producing it? Who's participating? Who's singing on the album? Let's give some love to everybody who put this together. The 27th album of your career, your 35-year career as a musical performing artist. Give us some more information about Soul Rising.
You got it. Well, for the first single that came out, Till We Meet Again, I was featuring Najee, saxophonist Najee, on the project. So that's him playing. I have a bunch of my musical friends that I've worked with over the years kind of producing and co-producing and co-writing with me. So people like Randy Bolin on guitar, Chris Big Dog Davis, I don't know if you guys are hip to him, incredible keyboardist and producer. Actually, we did a great cover of a classic stylistic song, You're As Right As Rain. If you're not hip to that song, obviously go check out my version, but go back and check out the original as well, featuring Russell Tompkins Jr. from the Stylistics. So I kind of give a twist on that song as well. Content-wise, as you said, we got our songs for our steppers. We obviously have the songs that are for those who need to be inspired in some sort of way, and maybe it touches their heart with Till We Meet Again. A bunch of songs on here, man. You know, just doing what I do. If you like classic Will Downing, you're going to love, love, love this album.
Well, it's important that people understand that your music, your career, this song is, what I read, is about healing too. It's about healing for you, healing for people, because it's really interesting about sadness and pain and death. It's not something you are uniquely experiencing. I was talking to Ricky Smile, and he was talking about, because, you know, he recently lost his son.
Right. Ricky lost, literally a couple of weeks after mine.
Yep. And he was saying that, Rashawn, I had to go back to work. You know, he said he remembered that he was doing a comedy show recently, and the people on the front row, they were burying their son. It was like on a Tuesday. They were burying their son on that weekend. And they said he realized his purpose. And I think that one of the main things where I always give you support, because of the fact that I realize my purpose is to position myself to continue to support your music and music like yours. Because everybody's not rapping at the funeral. Everybody's not rapping, right. You know, when they're trying to feel good, right. They're trying to get sexy. You know, it's a music. Everybody don't need music to be screaming in their ear. We just need time to find ourselves. We need time to heal. We need time to feel good about ourselves at a pace. That's what your music does, Will. Your music has always done that for me. And
thank you.
I just want to remind you, whenever you get frustrated, call Rashawn. Put me on the air. I'm going to do that. I'm so blessed in 2024, my format from a podcast standpoint, being on Fox Soul, being in a platform where they recognize the information and to acquire the camp, it's going to get bigger. So know this, frat brother, as I get bigger, the phone calls are going to be mean a little bit more. Not to say they didn't mean more, but they're going to mean more because I want to contribute my growth, my blessings, and keep sharing them with you.
Man, that's a beautiful thing, man. And anytime you need my support, you know I'm there, brother. I appreciate it.
Again,
I appreciate you.
Again, tell us where to get Soul Rising. You know, the lead single off that is already, it was a top 30 in the UK. What part of my love? What do we get it?
There you go. I love it. I love it. Come to theprinceofsophisticatedsoul.com. And you can find my music there and come to willdowning.com, and it'll tell you if I'm coming to a town, city, state, country near you.
Well,
come on.
Before we go to your tour day, do you tour like, are you a spring guy, a summer guy, a fall guy? When do you pick up most of your tour dates?
Well, it doesn't end. It doesn't, you know, we're a little bit everywhere. I try to do it strategically so that I'm not necessarily in the states that get a lot of bad weather, a lot of cold. So you ain't going to find me in Minneapolis in February.
Right.
So we try to strategically do things, but I'm always on the road. I'm always somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. So we're east, west, we're international. We're going overseas to London and to Manchester and to Birmingham and places like that in March. So if you want to come overseas and see an international show and then see how the people react to the music there, shum on, in the words of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Come on,
and
shum on.
And so that means that just go to your website and then
go
to
website.
Find the music, the Soul Rising, the old
everything that you
song.
Need is right there.
Yeah, everything's there. Again, frat brother, Will Downing, a member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, doggy, for coming on my show. Always supporting me on Money Making Conversations Masterclass. But know that 2024 is going to be a journey. But this journey is, we're going to help each other as always. Now I understand that purple background behind you. I understand it now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Will Downing, for coming on Money Making Conversations Masterclass show.
Thank you, Rashawn. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
that's because this is people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which right. is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.